Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Last night, the first episode of the third and final season of the hit TV show Derry Girls. It aired on Channel 4. What an episode. The coming-of-age sitcom, written by Lisa McGee, follows four teenage girls and one wee English fella. Set against the backdrop of 1990s Derry, has been a huge success. And Tara Lynn O'Neill, who plays the mother of Vera and Ma Mary, she's on the line. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Come here. What was it like having to say goodbye to the show and the characters? That must have been difficult.
Oh, it was. You know, we've been together. It's, you know, it might be three seasons, but it's about 5 years in total. So it's been part of all our lives. Yeah.
And were you surprised with the popularity it received?
Of course. I think everyone was, including Lisa herself. You know, you just never know with these things. But I knew it was good. I just didn't think it would. I wasn't aware that it would translate globally, you know.
Can you tell us about your audition? Am I right in saying that you didn't get it at first?
No. Well, I auditioned about a year before and then heard nothing. And then it was only a matter of days before they started shooting that I went in and had a reading with Saoirse, who plays my daughter, and Tommy Tiernan. So I literally had about 3 days before we started shooting. But that's how it goes in the business, you know, straight in. And it's been part of my life ever since.
And what's,
you know,
it
3 days, it changed your life.
It's 3 days, exactly. And what's it like being married to Tommy Tiernan?
It's a joy, I have to say. It's challenging because you've got one of the funniest men in Ireland beside you. But he's also great because you can ask him things and go, you know, is that funny or would it be funnier? He's fantastic. He's such a little minx on set. He's always having a joke at somebody's expense. It's such good crack.
And then does he ever sit down in front of you in a chair and trying to analyse your life like he does on the Tommy Tiernan show?
Oh, I'd be frightened if he did that.
Oh, don't do that. He dissects people. And he gets people down to a T, doesn't he? He gets them instantly.
Cuts them up like a piece of cake. No, I'm okay, thank you.
Can I ask you then, what was your favourite or most fun scene to film?
I think it's coming up in the next two episodes. I suppose myself and Tommy and Kathy Keir Clark, who plays Aunt Sarah, and Ian McElhinney, we have had just the season of our lives. We had such good fun. And bouncing off those guys, you know, when you're working with such funny people, it's hard to kind of get through the scene without laughing.
And I suppose not that it was stressful in season one, but you don't know how it's going to be received. There must have been a little comfort in knowing that, you know, this is a huge success. You know, we can have more fun. It's less stressful. It's less pressure. Was there a little bit of that?
No, I didn't feel pressure at all, because I suppose the pressure goes to Lisa McGee, who writes it.
Yeah.
You know, we just say the words and don't bump into the furniture, as the saying goes. Lisa had all the pressure. We were just opening the scripts and going, oh, fantastic, I can't wait to shoot it.
And you grew up around the time the show was set in West Belfast and spent some of your childhood summers in Derry. What was it like reliving and acting out those memories and those places?
It's the soundtrack of both season one, two and three is the soundtrack of my youth. And I'm sure that for most people in their 40s, you know, they hear those songs and they can tell you where they were and who they were kissing at that time, you know. Hearing all those tracks brings me back. But also just watching, you know, how unaware we were as teenagers of what actually was going around us.
Yeah, because the show is set during a conflict, but it's not about the conflict. Is that just the genius of Lisa McGee?
Yeah, but it's also the genius of the reality of it. When you're a teenager, you know, it is all about you and your friends and your little bubble. And I had said when I first watched season one, I thought, wow, well, my mum was telling me to be home at 10 o'clock and I thought she was kind of spoiling the crack. She was actually just going, be home in case anything really bad happens. And, you know, that's how unaware we all were as teenagers.
It's crazy when you think about it. Come here, we have to talk about Liam Neeson.
I know. It was so, keeping quiet about it, it was really hard. And I didn't tell anyone in my family because I can't trust them.
What was he like on set? Did he fit right in?
Fit it right in. And, you know, it's amazing the amount of, like, people who wanted to be part of this season, who want to be part of it. And Liam was no different. And it was just great. And I loved people's reaction to it. I think we did a really good job keeping it quiet so that when people actually did see it, then they it seems to have blown everybody's mind.
It is worth it, keeping that those kind of things a secret. I mean, I'm sure you all thought at the time, oh, it'd be great promo and get, let's make... But no, because when he appeared as the RUC inspector, I mean, everybody was flabbergasted.
And watching Jimmy Lou flirt with him was possibly the best comedy I've ever seen.
Well, we have a little clip. Let's take a listen.
Okay, ladies. I'd just like to ask you a few questions.
Nice uniform.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, now, Michelle.
Okay, sir. I would just like to state for the tape...
There is no tape.
...that we are completely and totally innocent, and this is a horrific miscarriage of justice.
Grant.
Excuse me?
Here's where we're at, girls.
I'm actually a boy.
Okay, love.
So good. And his voice is just epic. So recognisable. Is there going to be a Derry Girls movie?
Oh, who knows? Who knows? Like, Lisa hasn't said anything, but you never know. But I also think this season we're going to leave everybody wanting more. And I think that's the way it should be.
Well, listen, best of luck and hopefully we'll chat to you soon. Any plans in 2022? What have you got coming up? What's happening?
Just working away, writing. I'm just getting older, so I don't want to play people's mammies forever, so I'm going to start writing some older lady parts. But yeah, thank you to all your listeners for their support. It really means so much that it's been embraced by the whole island.
Well, Tara, thanks so much for coming and speaking with us this morning. And I can't let you go without playing the ultimate mammy clip. It's you in action.
Hey, what do you think you're playing at? Where's your blazer? I've decided to put my own spin on the uniform this year. I'll spin you across that floor. Get your blazer on. Look, mammy, I'm not a clone. I should be allowed to express my individuality. I'm sorry, I'm not wearing my blazer. End of story.
Jerry. Pass me the wooden spoon.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.